Swing your hips a little bit. There you go. Snap your fingers. Crip walk. You done went a little too far if you culturally appropriated any culture by crip walking, apparently. Don't take away gang dancing. That's for us. Oh. Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Tex Terry. This is Special Op Radio. We appreciate you being here. I'll tell you what, man. It's fucking Friday, so you can't be mad at that, first and foremost. And, you know, today was a special Friday. It wasn't necessarily a good Friday, but it was an interesting Friday. Yeah. At my job today, I seen a dude. My dude was dressed head to toe. Head to toe. When I say head to toe, I mean literally hair, beard, garments, all white, all flowing white. I don't know how much he bleached them. And even down to the sandals, he had white sandals on. I feel like Jesus. I don't know if Jesus would have had access to white sandals, but my dude was where he was, and he was shopping, and he was proud of. That's a bold statement. If you just like roll up in the spot, looking for the chicken nuggies, talking about your Jesus. I didn't say he said it. All right, he didn't say it, but I mean, you just can't do that. You can't even barely get past me if you walk past me looking like you trying to be Tupac or some shit. Any celebrity, you name them. If some motherfucker is just out there and they're just walking around trying to be that person, you gonna try to be Jesus, bro? Jesus. Damn. I'm just out here trying to be, you know, I'm trying to appear responsible and somewhat like I got my shit together. My dude's out here like Jesus. He's like, man, I already skipped all that. I'm perfect. Already. I guess that is what it is, man. You know, it's, again, it's, thank God it's Friday, TGIF and all that. Not a whole lot to, it depends really where you're coming from, what you're doing, where you want to be, how you're living your life, whether or not you want to, I mean, are you a club type person on Friday? Are you just glad to be off of work on Friday? I'm glad to be off of work on Friday. I'm a homebody. Wifey hates it. I mean, you know, there's always those moments, you know what I'm saying? But I think I abuse them a little bit. I have no problem posting up in the house, being around my dogs, finding stuff to do. Sometimes it's productive. Sometimes it's just what it is, you know what I mean? But I like to be at the crib, you know what I mean? And you know, to each their own. Some people like to be out. They like to be out and about. They like to, you know. What's that word? This second fucking time today this has come up. Network. They like the network. I mean, I'm down to network a little bit, but not like a whole lot. You know what I mean? How many people do you really want to be close to in your entire life like that? Where y'all just know every single move that you make. I don't know. Anyway, it was actually, you know, there was a high point. Well, I say that. It was a, you know, a little mini point here in the week. Took a little, just had to take a break. You ever have to do that from your job? Just take a break for a minute and just step back and just look, prioritize, reset, regroup, configurate, whatever the case may be. Depends on what stage of life you're in. sometimes you gotta do that. I don't want to say, like, I don't want to just toss a term like mental health out there, but I mean, you know. Anyway, something I wanted to discuss today, man, and again, I appreciate your time. We appreciate you being here. If I didn't say it once, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm Tex Terry. This is Special Op Radio. You can send anything you want to. Well, I mean, obviously, be a fucking adult about it, but, you know, Special Op Radio at Outlook.com. Catch me on X at Special Op Radio. I'm just not going to spell it. Google Texas Terry. Anyway, is what it is. You know something that I want to talk about today? And again, this is one of those stories that I feel like isn't getting enough attention. And, you know, I'm going to speculate as to why. That's what we do here. We're a bunch of fucking speculators here at Texas Terry's Special App Radio. See how I cleaned that up? Yep. Anyway, so I don't know if you've seen this shit or not. It's a dude from Oklahoma. I guess he and his wife, they went to or on a cruise to, it was like a bachelor party, I think. Am I tripping? Anyway, it was, you know, for an event around those types of, you know, it was a bachelor party, somebody's birthday, whatever the fuck. You're going on a cruise, you know you're out there going, like intending to have fun. So anyway, my dude goes out there on the cruise, and at some point, this cruise stopped. I don't know where it was supposed to be going. I don't know where the final destination was. Well, I know where his was. It was in Turks and Caicos. Is that how you say that? It was in Turks and Caicos. And it originated on, like, April 7th, if I'm not mistaken. About April 7th. We're just going to go with that and keep it moving. Anyway, my dude's on the cruise. He and his wife end up, I guess, making port. I've never been on a cruise. I don't know the appropriate terminology. I don't know what it means when you're starboard or starstruck or star stupid, starburst. I really have no idea. I have no idea where any of that information. Get on the... Anyway, so they get off at this port, and apparently when they were getting back on the sea bus, anyway, they were getting back on the sea bus, and he got caught with like 4 rounds of ammunition in his bag. Got caught with the 4 rounds of ammunition in his bag. They pull him up and his wife. She ended up ultimately being released, I believe, after about 11 days or so, but he's still being held in custody. He has since posted a $50,000 bond, but he's looking at 12 years in prison. He had 4 rounds of ammunition, didn't speculate on what type of ammunition, whether it be 22, 9mm, 40 cal, 38, 556, 223, 50 cal. It didn't say. Whether or not in these environments that's important, I mean, obviously not, right? So the dude's from Oklahoma. He's on a trip. He's with his wife. They go through the port. He gets hit up by security. They find the 4 rounds in a plastic bag. You know, he's already been on the trip. So one of the things that I wanted to bring up here that I found interesting is that, you know, okay, all right. Yes, that shit is stupid as a motherfucker. I admit, it is stupid. Was the intent the crime? I'm not his lawyer. I'm not his, you know, defense or anything like that. I'm just asking. Was that the intent? To just, like, transport ammunition through a place that he should, I suppose, known better. But that's the problem with Americans, right? I mean, the rest of the world... Americans all like think like they're the shit, but the rest of the world looks at us like we're ignorant and arrogant and you know, like we don't give a shit. And sometimes this type of behavior demonstrates that. But the dude gets caught with the ammunition. He says it's from a hunting trip. He neglected to, check his own bag before he bounced. But... So he goes to an American airport, obviously, right before he gets to wherever he's supposed to go. Did he? That's a good fucking question. Yeah, it says that TSA missed it. I think even TSA said they fucking missed it. How that suits you and your preference for your level of security is up to you and beyond me. I could care less. I don't fuck with airports nor airplanes or anything that's got to do with the air all the way around or in general. If you catch a fucking space shuttle landing in my crib or at my crib or on my, you know, property or something like that, that'd be one thing. But you ain't gonna catch me up in there dealing with these fucking retards. I'll tell you that much for sure. But, you know, in the unlikely event that I were to, I don't know, jump on an airplane for some reason, you know, I would obviously grab a bag to pack the shit, right? Pack it. But let's say I grab a bag. You know, everybody's got that little closet where they keep shit like that in it. We got one of those too. And so I go into that closet because I spend overnight sometimes, some places, you know, related to my, you know, my side gig. This is my real hustle, but my side gig. And so I grab a bag, whatever I think is appropriate for the stay that I'm going to be doing. Right? I don't give a fuck. But I go through the pockets because I'm not looking for like random contraband. I just want to make sure where I'm packing what and what's going where. It's called organization. Now, whether or not this gentleman was in a rush, you know, maybe he woke up late, home alone style, fucking just started throwing shit in the bag, never even checked it, grabbed the bag out the same closet that I just referenced a second ago. Maybe that's exactly what happened. All that being aside and the facts being stated as they are, again, dude goes on vacation. From all reports, you know, he doesn't have a history of any criminality or anything like that. He goes on vacation. He's got 4 rounds of ammunition stuck in his bag in a Ziploc from a previous hunting trip that he neglected to remove from the bag in the first place. Somehow the TSA missed it, which is that's a whole nother episode right there. And now he's pretty much being held hostage with what I would somewhat, I mean, look, I already said it. That shit is stupid. It's stupid. It's stupid. He should check the bag. Mistakes happen, right? What it seems to me right now is like what we're really looking at is more, this is like extortion. I don't know. There was a dude, I don't have the date in front of me. I want to say his name was Michael Grimm. This happened to him, again, I want to say in the same area. He ended up serving about 8 months. Like I said, this, where's my dude's name right here? Ryan Watson. So, Ryan Watson's facing 12 years right now. This dude, Michael Grimm. I want to say it's Michael. Michael Grimm, he hit, it was somewhere, right? It was really vague about kind of, he got caught, the article said that he got caught with a gun clip. First of all, if you're any kind of, I mean, if you served in the military, done anything to that effect, hey, just the word gun sounds stupid. And then the word clip sounds even more retarded. The proper terminology is weapon and magazine. So all you fucking civilians out there, feel free to talk shit like that and then tell your friends. Just be like, weapon, going to the range. Gonna pull out this magazine. No, but you could, you know what I mean, like to use the correct terms, because obviously I'm you're already being discredited by when you obviously don't even know what you're talking about. But somebody named Michael Grimm apparently got caught with a magazine to a weapon. I have no specifications on any further details other than I know that he did 8 months before he was able to return home. I think the same thing. See here, they already hit him up for a $15,000 bond. You know, they know he's not a criminal and whatever's going on. And I'm sure if I was a more prepared host, I probably should have Googled the crime rates in Turks and Caicos and just looked at what's really popping off over there and see if it ain't all good to just catch some random stray American, regardless of race, creed, religion or color, but just speak on that for a minute, because it obviously seems like the United States government, they're not doing anything to help this dude right now. They just basically told him, like, yo, that's their rules and you're on your own. So it's a white dude from Oklahoma. I'm not gonna, well, I guess I'm gonna presume a little bit about it. Maybe he's not potentially conservative. But what if the shoe were on the other foot? You know what I mean? Like, what if, I don't know, this was an African-American. An African-American and everything. Everything the same about each individual, but one had a different color than the other. Would this administration be doing to something or doing something to help them? I don't really know, but I think we all know the answer to that. I think we honestly feel that, you know what I mean? If this were a black family, they would probably be receiving more support than this dude from Oklahoma that's, you know, potentially or more than likely a conservative, but either way, he doesn't fit the narrative of a victim. So now he's really going to be a victim as opposed to just portrayed as one in the news. Does that make sense? Or am I just full of shit? I mean, dude's got a 7 and a 9-year-old kid at the crib and a wife. He's got, I believe, his governor and his senator that are, you know, trying to put together some. I mean, should the United States of America, Turks and Caicos, I mean, I don't know. We get involved. It seems like we get involved in things that have nothing to do with us all the time. This should be, that's an American citizen. The American consulate should be communicating effectively with these people and tell them, yo, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the investigation goes a different way, right? Maybe I'm full of shit, but it just sounds like extortion. That's what it really sounds like, because they know this weak administration will pay or do or somehow backdoor through some bill, some way, tax dollars, both yours and mine, and make this go away. You know what I mean? Maybe. Or maybe they'll just let homeboy be made an example of. I think it's unfair. It's bullshit. And if you pay attention to the news, there's an obvious double standard that we all see every single day, yet nobody chooses to acknowledge it or pretend. Man, it's like people pretend that it ain't there, but they deep down they know that it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not the boogeyman. I just you hate to see. At the end of the day, this is bullshit. Is it stupid? Was it stupid? Yeah, it's stupid. But there's criminals every single day that are being let out of American jails and free to commit whatever other further crimes they decide that they're allowed to do. It doesn't make sense to me, and it doesn't make sense that, I mean, obviously the United States appears to be pretty weak right now in the world, and they also know that a pretty penny's coming up if they, I don't want to say, a dude's not a hostage, he did what he did, I guess. Maybe that's just the standard that everybody should be held accountable for then. If the United States government looks at this and feels like it's too harsh or too lenient. I mean, what about what we see right now? Why are the government officials in Turks and Caicos? I hope I don't keep re-repeating that as stupid, but it is what it is. But doesn't it appear then, if that's the real truth, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the law. I'm talking about their want to enforce it. The law in and of itself, I don't know where it came from. Was it voted on by the people? I don't know if that's a democracy or if the government just decided that that's what they were supposed to have. But what I'm saying is because I know the gun nuts out there, the gun nuts are going to be like, I better take away guns, take away the ammo, take away that. Then everybody will be running around with slingshots or whatever the case. Again, another topic for another day. All I'm saying is, you know, and we keep seeing this in the media right now. initially when the case first broke, or for when the news first broke, a story first broke. But all right, well, they're gonna, our own government said that we're gonna enforce the law. Well, they're gonna enforce the law. We need to respect other countries' ability to enforce the law. Why the fuck doesn't government of ours enforce our law? And why does no other government respect our ability to enforce our law? Since there's so, this is the conundrum and the Pandora's box and the fucking just retarded shit that we all wake up with every single day, and it makes no sense and it keeps you spinning. And so you're so confused by the end of the day, man. I mean, come on. It's bullshit. And the sad part about it is that there's so many people that believe in this shit. We're probably in for 4 more years of it. There's so many. Think about it. In what perfect world is there? Have you ever just looked around any supermarket or store or any fucking environment that you've been in that there's been a multitude of people and fucking looked around? Have you ever just looked? You're not going to sit here and tell me that the United States of America, the entire population, minus all the new flood of fucking quote-unquote citizens that we got right now, there's no way in a million years that you're going to sit here and tell me that the United States of America predominantly is fucking full of smart people. That's bullshit. It's bullshit when you look at just educational statistics across the board, across the world, in any different subject. A bunch of fucking idiots, man. Bunch of idiots. Just can't drive, can't push carts around supermarkets, can't fucking spell, can't speak straight, don't know how to shake a hand or look somebody in the eye or any, like, have any common I mean, what the fuck, man? Not that all those other countries are better than any of those things, but I'm just saying, if you think for one second that this country is just populated by a bunch of fucking geniuses because they were somehow fortunate enough to be born in the United States of America, you got life fucked up. It was a rant, and it was sideways, and this is Special Op Radio, and it's Friday, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to leave you on a bad note. I just see what I see, and I'm commenting on it as it were. Look, officially, the weekend started whenever, you know, it did for you, but you were here with me right now, and I appreciate you. I'm going to just, you know, we'll dead it. We'll keep moving. We appreciate you listening, and, you know, all I'm saying is keep your eyes out, keep your head on a swivel. Just pay attention to the minute details of the world that you know, is for the most part, I mean, it's going to spin with or without us, but you get it. Don't you? That's it, man. That's where I'm trying to go. This is Special Op Radio. Y'all be good. I'm boy Special Terry. Special Terry. Nothing happened here tonight. Stay safe. Special Op Radio at Outlook.com. Peace.